Your reason for being is not first and foremost in your sexuality.
Dr. Tony Evans says singles looking for a sense of contentment aren't going to find it in anything physical.
If you are only focused on your sexuality, you're still subject to being miserable and unfulfilled because you have not done the work you have been put here to do.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The goal of advertising is to steal your sense of contentment by convincing you that you need something, whether you actually do or not. Satan uses the same strategy. Today, Dr. Evans talks to singles about recognizing that lie and grabbing hold of the truth. Let's join him.
We want to see singles set free to be all that God has created you to be. We don't just want you to define yourself by the fact that you're not married, which is the typical definition of singlehood. We want you to define yourself as to what I call kingdom singles. Now, kingdom single is an unmarried Christian who has committed themselves to fully and freely maximizing their completeness under the rule of God. And I want to share with you six concepts to maximizing what it means to be single biblically. The first concept that I want you to clearly understand, you are already complete. One of the major issues today that keeps far too many singles from being free is that they do not rightly identify their own selves as God views them. Colossians 2:10 says, "You are complete in Christ." As long as you view yourself as incomplete, you will always be in bondage to what you think you don't have. Now, in my pocket right now, I have two keys. These two keys are physically different from one another. There is a round key, there is more of an oblong key here, and they are physically different. One key goes to one door, and another key goes to another door. I don't need this key to help that key to open its door. It has been created with indentations and protrusions sufficient enough to unlock the door it was created to unlock. But now I got a ring, a key ring. So I'm going to take my round key and I'm going to put my round key on the key ring. So let me open up my key ring here and I'm going to put my round key on the key ring. Then I'm going to put my other key on the same key ring. So right now, I got a ring on it. I done hooked up these two keys because we didn't put a ring on it. But when I put a ring on it, I didn't change the nature of my two keys. My two keys are still all that they ever were before they got a ring on it, because they were already complete. All the ring did was hook up two complete keys so they could hang out in the same vicinity. But if you don't view yourself as already complete, then you will function as an incomplete single and therefore be subject to illegitimate bondage because you have a wrong perception of yourself. Unfortunately, far too many singles who do not define themselves properly bring their lack of singlehood into their relationship. If you have two rotten eggs, and you make an omelet because you hook them up, you're going to have a nasty relationship. Because this egg was rotten and this egg was rotten, but they brought their rottenness together because one rotten was attracted to another rotten. And so you got a messed up relationship in the omelet. Oh, but let's say you only have one rotten egg and you have a good egg and you hook them up. You still gonna have a messed up omelet because the good egg is not gonna make the rotten egg better. The rotten egg is gonna make the good egg worse. And when you have two singles who have never really gotten really single God's way, they wind up creating a rotten relationship. One of the reasons why so many marriages are breaking up is that the folks who have gotten married never really ever learned how to be single. And they brought their unsingleness into a relationship. And that's why so many can testify about going from one bad relationship to one bad relationship to one bad relationship to one bad relationship, because you never ever learned how to be single. That is, you never fully understood your completeness in Christ. When God made man, Adam, he made Adam and started Adam off as a single man. He did not start with a couple. When God made Eve, he created Eve as a single woman. It was not till he brought her to Adam that the two keys got together. Before that, they were two single people. So God intended things to start off as singles. Now, unfortunately, we have not, as the body of Christ, given the recognition to that reality, and far too often have made singles feel like something is wrong when they're not married. So anything that implies you are not complete because you are not yet married is a false view of biblical kingdom singlehood. Look at what God did for Adam in Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 2, he creates him, and then it says when he creates Adam, if you follow all the way down Genesis 2, he says the Lord God planted a garden, gave him a house, verse 8. The Lord God caused things to grow in that garden, verse 9. It says over and over again, it's the Lord God, the Lord God. That's the Hebrew word Yahweh. That's God's relational term. In other words, when God created in chapter 1, he didn't use Yahweh. He just used Elohim, the powerful creator God. That showed God's strength. But when he made man, he added a name, the Lord God. Why? Because God and God's relationship to him would be his identity and the basis of his sense of completeness. And he was to mirror that completeness. Because image means to mirror something. You will only be set free to be all that God has created you to be when you're okay to be single under God. When you fully maximize it. Now, what do I mean? God told Adam, he says, what I want you to do in this garden is I want you to cultivate it, verse 15 of Genesis 2. I want you to keep it. In other words, I want you to maximize it. I want you to bring out of this that I've given you every ounce of potential that it has. God has given you doors to open, things to achieve when you are not yet married. Because Adam was not yet married, and yet he was given an assignment to bring out all the potential that was available to him to bring out based on what God had given him. But God told him something else. He says in verse 16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, this single man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat it, you will die. Now, most of the time when you hear this talked about, you hear it talked about in terms of the one tree you can't eat. But that's not the first command. The first command was, and put it in everyday language, enjoy yourself. He says, of every tree in the garden, watch this, you may, get this, freely eat. Because the kingdom single is free. Free. Free to maximize their potential, free to enjoy life. And guess what? He commanded it. He didn't just command the one negative, don't. He said, all this other stuff, do. So to fully maximize your completeness as a single, you should be living it up. You should be living it up. All of these trees. We don't know how many trees there were, but there was a bunch of them, and he was supposed to taste every one of them. He was supposed to be spending so much time freely having fun that the tree in the midst of the garden was not the big deal because there was so much other stuff. And guess what? It's a command. You better enjoy yourself. You better express yourself. You better be all you are supposed to be. You better, you better, you better, because it's a command. So if you are a boring, stuck at home, not enjoying life, single, you are disobeying God. You are literally disobeying God, and you are setting yourself up for the one tree you're not supposed to mess with.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to talk about ways to focus so intently on all the things we can have that we forget about the things we can't. But if God does have a mate in your future, the key to finding the right person is becoming the right person. Tony will teach you how to do that in his brand new book, The Kingdom Single. You'll discover why you're complete and whole just the way God made you, and learn how to be content and fulfilled whether you wind up married or not. This book will change the way you think about singleness. And if you contact us and request it by tomorrow, we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount toward Tony's ministry. Get the details and make the arrangements today at tonyevans.org. Or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of our message after this.
If you're like most Christians, there are people in your life who know you but may not know Jesus. You really want to do something about that, but don't feel equipped to share your faith effectively. In other words, maybe if you knew more, you could do more. Well, that's where the Tony Evans Training Center comes in. It's an online Bible school with classes that'll take you deep into the most important core concepts of the faith. You can start with our free introductory course on evangelism, then move on to subjects like spiritual warfare, marriage building, maturing in the faith, and many more. The content is challenging, but you can move through it at your own pace anytime you're online. There's also lots of custom content from Tony and an online forum where you can get your specific questions answered. Go to TonyEvansTraining.org and start your free intro course today. The Tony Evans Training Center, where you can explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Now, he does have this one tree. I can't skip that. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is a restricted place in the garden. Why is God given this restriction? Why even put this thing in the mix? Because there is no such thing in God's economy of biblical freedom that does not include restriction. The purpose of God putting this restriction in the garden on this single man, because Eve has not come into the picture yet, is to force him to remember that he is underneath the rule of God. That in order to enjoy freedom, you must operate within God's restriction. The moment you remove God's restriction, you messing with freedom. Because when you mess with God's restriction, then you mess with God's ability to give you the capacity to maximize all that he's made available for you to do. So he says, I command you to eat, but don't mess with this tree. Now, it's called an information tree. It's a Google tree. Because it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So it's got data. It's a data tree. God says, I don't want you to determine right and wrong independently of me. I don't want your brain, your education, your information. I don't want you to determine what's up, down, good, bad, right, wrong on your own. I want you to look to revelation, not reason, for your single existence. What's the point? The point is you are already complete, but in order to enjoy it, in order to fully maximize it, and in order to free yourself up as not only an unmarried Christian, but as what we call a kingdom single, you must be willing to place yourself under the rule of God and not let Satan trip you up. Let me put it another way. If you need to be married, you're not yet a kingdom single. It's okay to want to be married, but if you ain't gonna make it and you going nuts, then what you're saying to God is I'm incomplete. The first thing you need to know as a kingdom single is that you are already complete. Now, granted, two good eggs, if both eggs are good, are gonna make a beautiful omelet. I get no question about it. You get two complete singles who know what it is to be already complete and they get married, oh, that's gonna be a beautiful omelet. However, a single egg by itself, if it's okay, is still good. And you know the beautiful thing about a single egg by itself? You can decide how you want it cooked. You can decide whether I want sunny side up, whether I want scrambled, whether I want over hard, because I don't have to deal with no other egg telling me what to do. So the first principle is that you are already complete. Principle number two is your calling. Your divinely ordained reason for being. God wants you to fulfill the work he has called you to do. My father, when I was growing up, used to take the whole family on Sunday drives. That was the most boring time in my life, to go on a Sunday drive. Now, Daddy meant well. The problem with a Sunday drive is we weren't going anywhere. I mean, it wasn't like there was a destination. It was pretty outside. Let's go for a drive. It was aimless meandering with no end in sight. Far too many unmarried Christians are living their life like a Sunday drive. They're just going from day to day, week to week, year to year, decade to decade, and they just meandering without a sense of purpose. Listen, before, watch this, God gave Adam a wife, he gave him an assignment. Your reason for being is not first and foremost in your sexuality. Your reason for being is first and foremost in your calling. But if you are only focused on your sexuality and you miss your calling, you're still subject to being miserable and unfulfilled because you have not done the work you have been put here to do. It would be a tragedy for you to live your life never having served the purpose for why you were put here in the first place, because you were on a Sunday drive. You were just driving around looking for that person, scrolling the internet looking for that person, going to the club looking for that person. You're just trolling, you know, you're just trolling. Just going on a Sunday drive and You miss the reason why you're here. Now, let me tell you why many singles, even who are Christians, miss this calling. And that is because of one word, divided. They are divided and distracted. Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 7. And let me read what Paul has to say, because it is critical to being a kingdom single. Listen to what he says in verse 32 of 1 Corinthians 7. But I want you to be free from concern. There's our word free again. I don't want you living this worried life. One who is unmarried is concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. And his interests are divided. The woman who is unmarried and the virgin is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, set apart, both in body and spirit. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. This I say to your own benefit, not to put a restraint on you, but to promote what is appropriate, and listen, and to secure undistracted devotion to the Lord. If you are going to be a victorious, set-free kingdom single, you must remove the division or the distraction. He says a married person has to be concerned about their mate. A single person does not have that same concern. But we have far too many single people being distracted about mates they do not have. They're acting like married folk, worried about an invisible husband and an invisible wife. When am I going to get married? How long is it going to take for me to get married? You know, reflecting their incompleteness, and they have created a distraction. And once you become illegitimately divided, if you're married, he says you're supposed to be divided. But if you're single, you are not supposed to have marriage concerns. Don't misunderstand me, Paul says. I'm not trying to restrain you. I'm not trying to keep you from getting married. He goes on to say, no, if you can get hooked up with somebody and it's the right person, he goes on to say, go ahead. But until that time comes, be so fully single that you're not distracted. Now, right now in our world today, there's a whole lot of distraction out there. A whole lot of things to take you off, television shows and talk shows, which I call babble by the hour. You know, your girlfriends or your guy friends. And unfortunately, even the church can create a distraction. A kingdom single is so focused on fulfilling God's calling in their life and so complete because they have been made complete and they view themselves as already complete, that now they're able to be fulfilled and focused, not because they don't desire more, but because they're okay where they are.
Dr. Tony Evans, encouraging us to put our trust and our relationships in God's hands. There's more about this and every other aspect of single living in Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. Remember, until tomorrow, we'll send you a copy as our thank you gift when you help us out with a contribution of any size to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Again, this limited time offer ends tomorrow, so be sure to contact us right away. All the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org. You can also call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on why single isn't something you have to be before you get to be something else, as he continues his look at where contentment really comes from. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.